I believe in miracles. Could you say that with me? I believe in... Come on, baby, let's roll now. Here we go, Roger. Oh, look at the big planet Earth. That just happened. Bang, there it was. Just sort of hangs out there, don't it? Look at it. Look at that pretty amazing that it just does that. Yeah. You know what I call that? That's a miracle, baby. The miracle of what? Let's talk about it today. Come on, here we go. We're rolling. Atheism. Now, this is something he added. The belief that there was nothing and nothing happened to nothing and then nothing magically exploded for no reason. Creating everything and then a bunch of everything magically rearranged itself for no reason whatsoever into self-replicating bits, which then turned into dinosaurs. Makes perfect sense. Praise the Lord. Come on, that's Roger's contribution this morning. Believe what you want to. You're going to stand before a holy God one day. Yeah, but Mr. So-and-so and Miss So-and-so at school told me whatever. On TV I saw it. I'm going to tell you something right now. You're going to stand before a holy God one day. And you're going to explain the nonsense that you believe why he didn't do what he said he did. And you're going to look him right in the eye. The Bible says his eyes are as a flame of fire. And you're going to call him a liar. It's not going to fly, guys. I'm telling you, you ought to get your stuff straight now before you get yonder. Amen. You hearing me? Come on, let's go. Here's this great wise man, Charles Darwin. I was in England, London one day, and I know I'm not a nice person sometimes, and this was one of those days. And I came across Charles Darwin's grave. And I stood right on it. Because you can. It's in that fancy place where all the queens get married, whatever it's called. But what was it? Westminster Abbey. And by the way, we've got a creation scientist in the room. How you doing, Doc? Good to see you. Good. I like this. Good. Let's see if we're on the ball here. Come on. Come on. It's what he does for a living. Amen? Come on. Listen. Yeah, Westminster Abbey, and I'm standing on Charles Darwin's grave, and I went, you're dead. You were wrong, weren't you? You hearing me say? Come on. Charles Darwin. Analogy would lead me to believe that all animals and plants are descended from a single prototype. All organisms start from a common origin and from some low and intermediate forms, both plants and animals. Interesting, this word may have been developed. All organic things which have ever lived on the earth may be descended from one primordial what? Form. Okay, so here we get out of that kind of thinking and that kind of logic, we get our belief in evolution. Now that spins the Big Bang and all of that. It's just basically God didn't have anything to do with it. Okay, let's look at it. What does God's Word say? We saw what Darwin said. What does God's Word say? In the beginning, God what? Guys, let me tell you something. You have a hard time with your Christian faith and your Christian life if you can't believe the first verse in the Bible. Say. If you're dating somebody, let's try it this way. If you're dating somebody and the first words out of their mouth is a bald-faced lie, run! Oh, but no. We believe in God. But right out of the gate, first, do you think it's any accident the first verse of the Bible says what it says? Come on. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, say it with me, let there be light, and there was what? Well, look at that. And God saw the light, that it was good. How many like the sunshine? Aren't you glad? Come on. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. It's interesting, that's what we still call it. And the darkness he called night. And I bet before Darwin came up with his thinking, it was called night and day then too. And the evening and the morning were the first what? And by the way, we're still doing it that way, aren't we? Evening and morning, and it's another day. Yeah, that's how it works. And God said in verse 26, where do we come from? Let us make who? Man, mankind, in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. I don't see fish driving the boats and throwing the nets. Do you say? No. No, men has dominion over the... over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over everything that creeps upon the earth. So God did what? Created man in His own. In the image of God created He him. Male and who? Created He them. So now you know. The secret's out. You're created by God. How about that? Can we thank Him for that? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Psalm 139, for Thou hast possessed my reins, Thou hast covered me in my mother's what? Womb. I will praise Thee. I love this verse. It's incredible. It's great for us when we think we don't matter, we have no value. For I will praise You, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Your works, and that my soul down deep in my gut, I know that right well. Don't you love that scripture? The miracles of creation. Let's walk now. See what we can find today. Y'all with me so far? You sleeping? You better not. There are only two possibilities to how life arose. One is spontaneous generation arising to what? Evolution. Darwinism. The other is supernatural creation by God. There is no third possibility. Guys, so there you have it. This view or this view. There is no third possibility. You say, Clark, well, how do you know? Well, just keep reading. Spontaneous generation, that's life arose from non-living matter, was scientifically disproved over 120 years ago, and that's longer than that when you see the quote here, by Louis Pasteur and others. That leaves us with only one possible what? Conclusion that life arose as a supernatural creative act of God. Say that with me. That life arose as a supernatural creative act of God. Now, wait a minute. Not done. Who said that? Dr. George Wald, Harvard University, 1971, Nobel Prize winner. But before you give him an applause, let's finish his quote. Only two options. Evolution, supernatural creation by God. And this one's been disproven according to the scientist, according to this guy that won the Nobel Prize, Harvard University, smart, 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 smart. Got it? Got it? Yes or no? His words. But Dr. Wald went on to say, I will not accept that philosophically, because I do not want to believe in God. Therefore, I choose to believe in that which I know is scientifically impossible. Spontaneous generation arising to evolution. And I'll just keep on believing that way. Maybe I can find me a pig's tooth somewhere and or something like that to help my unbelief and my belief. You hearing me, yes or no? It's up to you guys. You can be like that. You know what I call that? That's being very bullheaded. That's not being very bright to take the facts, and you're a learned man, but you don't want to believe in God, so therefore you don't. Did you hear me this morning? Well, I'm not going to leave it right there with you. We're going to push it a little further. Evolution cannot tell you where life came from. Okay? Evolution can't tell you where life came from. I believe in evolution. Evolution can't tell you where life came from at all. Now, here's Clark kind of sense. You can't drop a big screen TV out of an airplane at 5,000 feet and suddenly get a computer. Try it. Try what you believe in your heart as truth, like this man believes, somehow, some way. Try it with anything else, and it doesn't work. But it's the most important thing. You're going to believe God exists, or He doesn't get to exist. God created, God didn't create. Come on. It doesn't work with anything else. The Big Bang doesn't make what? What? Doesn't make sense, guys. I don't care what you were taught. I know some of you are listening in the room today that might not agree with me. It doesn't mean a thing to me if you don't agree with me. You're wrong. Did you hear me? And guess what? I was wrong just like you. Sure, I believe because I was taught this. But like Cindy said, I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness. No more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord. I saw the light. Have you seen the light? Amen. Might be a little tough. You're listening on radio. Okay. God's Word, though, however, says things reproduce after their what? Now, evolution can't tell you squat about it. But God's Word, He's very specific to tell you how it all happened and what it does. And He wrote it down, so if He wrote it down wrong, you could disprove Him. It's right there in black and white. Well, let's see if what He said is true. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his what? Does that still happen? Say, yep. Whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was what? And it was so. And God created great whales and every living creature that moves, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their what? Is that still happening? Whales are having whale babies? Say, yeah, just like he said. And every winged fowl after his what? Are birds still having little bird babies? Say, you looked at a nest lately and like, it's a fish! Do you do that? No, God's Word is true. Evolution can't tell you that. We don't know. We don't know. God puts it down, and God saw it was what? Boy, I like this. I like this, he says. Come on. There is variety in species. Here's another common sense country thing from Uncle Gary. There is variety in species, but you cannot turn an orange into an orangutan. Do it, Raj. Come on, back. Do it again. How many got orange trees in your yard? You go out one morning, that sucker's hanging on it. You're listening today. God said things reproduce after their what? And it's still happening. Guys, it doesn't make sense. Look at this. Hello. Hi. The progression. Guys, it doesn't make sense. What are you going to believe? Evolution doesn't fly. Very important. Evolution doesn't fly with the second law of thermodynamics, which is everything wears out and everything runs down. That's a law. How many feel like you've been wearing out and running down? Let me see your hand. Well, that's the second law of thermodynamics. How many ever parked a car in your yard for about 40 years and it just got, oh my God, look at it. Runs better than ever. It doesn't work. Everything is subject to death and what? If you don't take care of things, do they rot and decay? Yes or no? Well, that's called the second law of thermodynamics. See, it doesn't fly with evolution where things are getting better and it doesn't work with anything else, but we believe it and we reject God on the basis of this belief. Your other option is to believe in the miracle of creation, which I choose to believe. Amen? Come on. How many this week, at one point in your life this week, something outside made you praise the Lord? Can I see your hand? Isn't that the truth, guys? Do you see what's happening? If we can take away creation and God's supernatural act, look how much praise he lost. Say, did you hear me or not? How many find yourself on a regular basis praising the Lord for the environment or for the sun or for a little animal or a child? Do you find yourself doing that like a lot? You know what? You probably do it more than anything else, don't you? Say, I do. My surroundings, my environment, what I'm seeing. Wow. And we live right here in Florida, so of all people, we see it, right? For we know that the whole earth, the whole creation groans and travails in pain. This is what the Bible says. No, things aren't getting better. The Bible agrees with the second law of thermodynamics. This planet is groaning and travailing in pain. Okay? Things are not getting better. Things are wearing out. Okay? Till now. Keep going. Evolution says the universe is becoming what? More organized, more complex. Things move toward precision, and given enough time, disorganized things become organized. Try that with your closet. We're so stupid. If things don't happen, try that with your shed, Jack. I walked in my shed yesterday. Things are hitting me, falling on me. I spent 2 hours. After 2 hours, it's still a disaster. But if I just wait, it'll get better. It's going to get better. It's only going to get better when Kim goes out there and makes it look pretty. Gary's struggling with it. Come on, this doesn't make sense. Are y'all listening today? Come on. To deny that God is creator is to deny that God is what? So you can't just have this view that God didn't create and get by with it. There's something going on. You're denying God, calling him a liar. You're also not using your eyeballs and the brain God's given you. And you're also believing something somebody told you instead of believing the truth. How many ever believed a lie before? Somebody told you a lie and you believed it. How many later you found out somebody lied like a dog and you believed it and you had to go apologize? You had to do something. Say. To deny that God is creator is to call God a liar, man. That's what it is. To deny that God is creator and yet believe in the supernatural birth of Jesus. You're not creator. You can't do that. But I believe somehow you became a man, became a baby, born of a virgin. What? Lived a sinless life, died on a cross, killed, boom, rose again. But you can't believe he's creator. You can believe that? I have a hard time thinking you can believe this and not believe this. Did you hear me, yes or no? Not trying to judge you today. I'm trying to shake you a little bit. It's a miracle. Say that with me. It's a miracle. Let's keep looking. It's a miracle of God, what we see. Keep going. Or it's a what? A miracle of what? Of chance. Miracle of God or miracle of chance. Let's dig a little deeper, Raji. To believe that our universe was designed by God requires what? It does. I admit that. You weren't there. But you know what? It's not unreasonable for you to believe that God created this earth. Matter of fact, it's reasonable. Based on the second law of thermodynamics, based on what you see, based on the fact that it doesn't work in anything else on the planet, but this is how it all happened. So just using common sense, yeah, it does take faith. But I'll tell you what, it don't take a whole lot of faith to believe this. Did you hear me? For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood that the things which are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without what? Open your eyes, man. Because that when they knew God, rather, they glorified him not as God. Neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. And their foolish heart was what? Professing themselves to be what? I'm wise. Look at my degrees. Yeah, baby. That guy I put on the screen, they're one of the stupidest people I've ever met in my life. Did you hear me? To say that, to be a scientist, to know things I'll never know, and then to basically say, I know it ain't true, but I'm going to believe it anyway, that's a stupid person. Did you hear me say? Professing themselves to be wise, they became what? Fools. And what happened? And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man. Even to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. We do that on our planet today. We worship things like that. That's what God said would happen if you don't listen to me. And he said, now wait, here's the test. I put it at the first verse in the Bible. I mean, what can I do for you? I get it open, but there it is right there. Keep looking. To believe that our universe happened by chance is what? Say that again. It's what? It's not reasonable, guys. You say, well, Gary, well, guys, I don't live in the 1800s now. The year is 2014. It's amazing to me how technology has moved forward, but we still hang on to the view, some archaic view of some old man in 1800s. Everything else moves forward, and we get with the program, but no, I've got to believe this, because if I don't, I'm going to have to believe in God. Yeah, that's the truth. But everything else moves forward. Aren't you glad we don't live in the 1800s? Say. Horse and buggy. Aren't you glad you got some modern conveniences, folks? Say. How about it? Say. But we're still hanging on to Him. I say, let Him go. 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 That's what Danny sings. Let Him go. Let Him go. Some song I hear her singing. If we decide the first life to occur was a self-replicating cell, if that's your decision, was a self-replicating cell, the probability of spontaneous production of just the 200 enzymes needed for such a cell has been calculated at 1 in 10 to the 40,000th power. I don't have enough time to put all the zeros up there. Sir Fred Hoyle, astronomer. These are not things I'm making up. You know I couldn't do it. The chance, then, that higher life forms have emerged in this way is comparable to the chance that a tornado sweeping through a junkyard might assemble a Boeing 747 from the materials in the junkyard. Let's look at it. Here it goes. Tornado, junkyard, 747. Can we do that again? Tornado, junkyard, 747. I'm here to encourage you in your faith. You that believe in God, believe He created, you're right. Amen. Praise Him for it. Love Him for it. Let's talk about that Boeing, by the way. A Boeing 747 has 4.5 million parts arranged in an intricate design for flight. Okay, now that's just 200 enzymes for one cell. Keep looking. One typical human cell contains several what? And see, these are things we've learned. Maybe since this man bit the dust, excuse me. Several billion molecules, proteins, DNA, are arranged perfectly in a design to sustain the cell for what? Keep looking. The human brain has 12 billion cells. And is perhaps the most complex and orderly arrangement of matter in the entire universe. Our bodies have more than 12 million nerve cells that are linked to each other by more than 10 million connections. This is what people who now, and they're not necessarily believers at all, they're seeing it and they're saying it and they're writing it and they're yet still many believing this. Do you believe in the miracle of you, say? The miracle that, look at you. That's all you need, man, a miracle, you. I'm a miracle. I guess I matter. I see even a little clearer now why God would give His Son for me. I can't imagine that kind of love, but I understand He made me special in His likeness after His image. Is that making more sense to you? So if I can somehow erase that God created everything and that you're just a pile of crap, excuse me, I can eradicate the gospel on the planet. That's Satan's plan. God says, you're going to have a whole lot to compete with, Jack, because that sun's going to come up every morning. It's going to set every evening. And they're going to see. They're going to see that they're fearfully and wonderfully made. You see it? Yes or no? Come on. The more I study, the more I'm amazed at the Creator. Who said that? Louis Pasteur. One of the ones whose studies, if they want to look at them carefully, like the Harvard professor did, said disproved evolution altogether. The most beautiful system of sun, planets, and comets could only proceed from the counsel and dominion of an intelligent and powerful being. This being governs all things, not as the soul of the world, but Lord over all. Who said that? Sir Isaac who? You ever heard of these names? Say. If I quoted some current scientists, you wouldn't know who they were. These are guys whose studies have lived down through the ages. And look at what he said. Look at that. British physicist, astronomer, and mathematician. That's it. You can put her overall like really smart guy right there. Right there. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. I want you to see this. So it's Darwin's Word or God's Word. That's the little message today. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the what? The Word of God. Very important that you see this last part. So that things which are what? Were not made of things which do what? That is a huge verse. When you see a monkey, don't think the monkey made the monkey. Okay? When you see any matter out there, don't think that any matter, anything you ever see from the sun to the stars, just because you see it, don't ever believe it was made by itself or from itself. God said it in His book. Did He say it in His book? I spoke it, I said it, I did it. Humble yourself before me, give me praise, fear me, honor me, respect me. And you'll be a so much happier people. And through your week, when your week goes, you'll be praising me for things you can't even imagine. You'll live a happy life. Get your priorities straight, amen? That's what God's saying. You listening or not? We done, Raj? Wow, the miracle of creation. Can we thank the Lord this morning? I love this stuff. Woo! Amen. Come on, get on.